there, it's Zach. Let's take a walk beyond Gilead.
I love you.
Oh, I love you too.
I love French toast.
What was that?
Nothing.
French toast.
And Carrie's great too. We really like her.
Almost as much as I love you.
Sounds like bunk.
Tom.
Thanks for bringing Luke home, Caleb.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, it's really good to see him. And it was nice to meet you, Carrie.
Thank you, Mr. Taylor. I'm pleased to meet you, too.
Oh, I'm glad you can make it to Coleraine this weekend. It's beautiful weather.
It is. Coleraine is really pretty in the fall.
I'm glad we had a 3-day weekend so we could really enjoy it.
Yeah. What was that? Some in-service or something?
It's a campus holiday.
Works for me.
I agree. Well, we should probably get going, but we'll call you to work out of time to head back Sunday, Luke. Sound good?
Sure. Thanks again, Caleb.
Yeah, no problem. We'll talk to you later.
Mr. Taylor's really nice.
Yeah, he is. He's really great to work for, too.
Do you have an apron and everything?
Yes, I do.
With your name on it?
Name tag.
I need a picture for my scrapbook. Oh. I bet you look so cute.
Cute? Carrie. You know, there's something I've wanted to say.
Caleb!
Yes?
Hey, Caleb Richter, is that you?
Mr. Morrison, yes, it's nice to see you. Mr. Morrison, this is Carrie Piper, my girlfriend.
Mm-hmm. Carrie, very nice to meet you.
You too, Mr. Morrison. I've heard lots of wonderful things about you and your family.
Oh, that's nice to hear. Now, why don't you come by and meet them tomorrow? Yeah, we're having a barbecue, and Caleb, your father and Maya are coming. I don't know about your mother or Tiffany, but you two are both welcome to come.
That sounds like a great idea. Of course, I'll have to talk to everyone and find out if Mom has something planned for Carrie and me, but I think it'd be cool. Can we let you know tomorrow?
Oh, just come on over whenever. It's an open invitation. I've got to run now, but I hope we get to see you tomorrow.
Right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
What a nice man. Now, about that picture.
Oh, I had hoped you'd forgotten about that.
No way.
Oh, Mrs. Brodsky, may I help you with those groceries?
That would be wonderful, Tiffany. I have so much here, but I wanted to make all of Randy's favorites and, of course, some special treats for you too, dear.
Oh, thank you. You don't need to do that, though.
Of course we do. We love having you here.
I love being here. It's so nice here.
Oh, I know, dear. It's a difficult time. I'm just glad that we can be here for you. And so is Randy. He's so thrilled that you'll be here to meet him.
He is? Really?
Yes, of course. Oh. Now, you did bring some things so you can stay this weekend, didn't you?
Yes.
Good. Why don't you grab your things and put them upstairs? You know where. And I'll finish up here.
All right. Randy! Oh, Randy! I've missed you so much.
I've missed you too, babe. I love you. Have I told you that? I love you.
Oh, I love you too. I haven't been able to think about anything but you. Oh, it's been forever since you left.
Tiffany, my dear, if you don't mind, why? I think Randy's mother would like a hug.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I forgot. It's been so long, and I...
Nonsense, sweetie. Don't you worry a bit about it. Now come here, son, and give your mother a hug. Have you been eating? You've lost weight. Oh, never mind. We'll fatten you up this weekend.
Mom, seriously. But I am sort of hungry. When's dinner?
Well, I just got home with the groceries, so you have at least an hour, maybe two.
Excellent. Come on, Tiffany. I brought some books home from school I want to show you. You'll love them. Almost as much as I love you.
Oh, he's got it bad.
Mm-hmm. So, how's it been, really?
It's been weird. I mean, weirder than normal.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's hard. Dad doesn't know what to do half the time, and Mom...
I don't know. Sometimes it's like she wants us to forget the whole thing happened, and sometimes it's almost like she wants us to talk about it. Mm. I mean, she still has to testify and everything, so it's not like it's over, but, I mean, her dad, our Grandpa Ferris, died,
yeah. And
she's hardly said anything about that.
Really?
Yeah. Dad and I just tiptoe around her. And then there's the whole Tiffany thing.
Yeah, where is Tiffany? I didn't think she was away at school.
Nope. She's at the Broskys' house.
This late?
I think, well, she left with a big bag, and I don't know if she'll be back or not.
Like, she moved out?
Oh, no. She'll probably be home Monday after Randy leaves. He's home from college this weekend.
So, she's staying there?
I think so. I mean, that's what she said.
It's not cool. Does she do that a lot?
I don't know. It's hard to tell, because I never know when she's here and when she's not. It's so weird.
Yeah, I guess so.
I'm sorry. I'm wiped out. I'm gonna have to hit the hay.
That's all right, Maya. You've had a lot going on. And that's my cue.
What?
Oh. It's time for me to drop Carrie off at the bed and breakfast.
Oh, you don't have to leave just because I'm going to bed.
It's all right, Maya. I'm wiped out, too. And it sounds like we're gonna have a big day tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. The picnic and everything.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I'll see you tomorrow morning, then.
Night. All right, let's get you to the bed and breakfast so you can get some rest.
Thank you, Caleb.
So, how late were you kids up last night?
Oh, I think Tiffany conked out around 3:30 or so. She missed the end of the movie.
I told you not to start that last movie. I was so wiped out, I can barely remember the ending to the movie before that.
Randy, that's an awful way to treat a guest.
What guest? Tiffany? She's not a guest. She's my girlfriend.
Regardless, Randy, it's awful to keep the poor girl awake all night.
Oh, couldn't help it, Mom. I haven't seen her in weeks. I have to enjoy every single minute. I'm madly, deeply, desperately in love with this girl.
Oh, Randy, I feel the same way. I don't want to miss a single minute either.
Ah, young love. I remember it well. So, what are your plans for today?
Oh, I left one of my bags at home. I should probably go back and get it.
Oh?
Yeah, just some things I wanted to share with Randy. I can't believe I left it. I can tell you right where it's sitting, too.
Tiffany, is it really that important? Because if it's not, maybe it's best just to leave it alone. Give yourself a break from all of the chaos you've been dealing with. Now, there's nothing saying you'll have to see your family this weekend at all. Well, unless it's something that you really want to do.
I don't know what I want to do. It's all so crazy there these days. Doesn't even feel like home.
We've talked about this before, Tiffany. You're 18. You should just move out.
Randy.
No, seriously, it's time for you to think about this. Your house isn't a safe environment for you.
What?
You need a good, solid place to explore who you are and define yourself.
Oh, yes.
You won't get that when you're constantly being harassed to follow rules and regulations.
Mm-hmm.
How can you fly free and grow when you're constantly being hampered?
Yes, maybe. You might be right.
Besides that, you could move in here and then I could have someone keeping an eye on you all the time.
Oh. Oh, Randy, I love you so much.
What would happen if Gilead went off the air?
Hey there, I'm Zach, and you're listening to Keys for Kids down Gilead Lane.
You can join the Morrison family when you support Keys for Kids Ministries. Every gift helps reach kids, teens, and families with the chance to hear the gospel all around the globe. Faithful donors like you make sure the Morrisons can go on the air throughout the world when you begin a monthly donation of $10 or more at keysforkids.net and tap Donate in the menu.
So, how'd you sleep?
Great. It was really comfortable with the bed and breakfast.
Good. You've pulled too many all-nighters lately.
You worry about me too much.
It's not worry. It's...
I know. And I appreciate it, Caleb. Now, can you tell me why we didn't eat at the bed and breakfast?
Because it's not nearly as amazing as a Sunrise Grill breakfast. You need to experience all that the lovely town of Coleraine has to offer.
I'm really enjoying Coleraine, Caleb. That's a wonderful little town.
Yeah. Carrie, I know this is really strange for you, being here when my family's so, well, messed up. I'm really sorry.
We've talked about this, Caleb. Yeah. There's nothing for you to be sorry about. This isn't anything you could have changed or...
Oh, but this isn't exactly what you're used to for family life.
None of this is what I'm used to, Caleb. Having you in my life, it's all new. So there's no use to. But it's not bad. It's just what is. And I'm very happy with that.
Carrie, Well, there's something I've been wanting to say, and I wanted to wait for the right time.
Yes, Caleb?
Carrie,
Okay, I got two French toasts here.
I love French toast.
Yes, French toast. Anything else I can get you, honey?
Another perfect moment, maybe?
What was that?
Nothing. We're fine, thanks. Carrie, You've got to be kidding me. Hello? Oh, hi, Tiffany. You've got great time, you know that? No, I'm not at home right now. I'll be there in a little while, though. Okay, I'll plan to be there then. See ya.
How's Tiffany?
Fine. She's gonna be at the house in a little while and wanted to know if I would be there.
Oh, well, that's good. At least you'll get to see her.
Yeah.
Hey, Caleb?
Yeah?
You were right. This French toast is fantastic.
Yeah, amazing.
Are you all right?
What? Oh, yeah, I'm fine.
What were you going to say earlier?
We'll get back to that later. Now we had better finish up this fantastic French toast and get to the house. Tiffany's gonna be there soon.
All right.
So, what's happening with Tiffany? Why is she spending so much time at the Brodskys?
She's obviously acting out, Caleb. All kids do it. You did. Do you remember?
Monica.
Yes, Mother. I know the mistakes I made.
I apologize, Carrie, for the rudeness of my son.
Mom.
Mrs. Richter, there's no need to apologize. I understand. This is a very difficult time for all of you. And I've been praying for you. Oh, Carrie, thank you.
That's very appreciated, Carrie. The prayers definitely help us keep things together.
I don't think so. We keep ourselves together, and we certainly don't need prayers from people we hardly know.
Mother. Monica!
I'm sorry, Mrs. Richter. I didn't mean to upset anyone. I just... Oh, Carrie.
Oh, isn't this pretty? Glad to see nothing's changed, even with Caleb home. Hi, Carrie. How are you?
I think I need a few minutes. Excuse me.
Carrie.
No, Caleb. I'm just going out for some fresh air. You stay here. I'm just going to take a little walk. I'll be fine.
Wow. What'd I say?
No, it wasn't you, Tiffany.
Mother, I cannot believe you just said that to Carrie.
Oh, really? What'd she say?
Never mind. Tiffany, it's good that you're here. I'm going to get my hair cut later, and I've made an appointment for you, too.
No, thanks.
What?
No. I'm just here to pick up a bag I left, and then I'm so out of here.
Tiffany Richter, don't you think that this has gone on long enough?
What?
This phase!
It's not a phase, Mom. I'm going to get my bag.
Monica, let's remember that we love Tiffany and we want her...
Oh, Tom, you're the last person I need parenting tips from.
Mom, I think Tiffany's serious. Oh.
Of course I'm serious. I love Randy and he loves me and I'm moving out.
Oh, come now. You don't know what love is.
Well, it is not what we have in this house. That's for sure.
Carrie, I just want to say again that...
Stop apologizing. It's not your fault. I'm all right. I was just surprised, that's all.
Yeah.
I've never had someone be angry with me for praying for them.
Welcome to our family.
If anything, I feel bad for what happened. I should have stayed out of the middle of it.
Oh.
I actually feel the worst for Tiffany.
Yeah, me too.
What? Why? I mean, I know you shouldn't move out and what she's doing is wrong, but if she's really in love and happy, why do you feel bad for her?
Well, I think I actually agree with Mom on this one. Tiffany doesn't know what love is, and that happiness she's feeling isn't going to last. She's searching Maya, and her need isn't going to be filled by Randy or the Brodskys. She needs God to fill the emptiness in her life.
Yeah.
We should be praying for her.
Yeah. Well, at least with Tiffany gone, Carrie can stay at the house. More time together for you guys.
Oh, no. I don't think so.
What? Why not?
It's not a good idea.
Why? I mean, you two aren't... You're not doing stuff you shouldn't be.
No, we're not.
So what's the big deal?
Well, you know in the Bible it says to avoid even the appearance of evil?
Really?
Yeah, it's in the New Testament. I don't want anyone to even think that Carrie and I are doing anything we shouldn't be doing. I don't want to ruin Carrie's reputation or her witness or mine for that matter, and that's really important to us.
Okay, I guess I can see that, but... I mean, if you're at the house with other people and everything...
It's bigger than that, Maya. We don't want to tempt each other either. And staying in the same house, in the same place, that'd be a temptation for both of us. We want to spend all our time together, but we know it's not good for either of us.
Yeah. We've talked about this a lot, Maya, and it's like... Well, like you're standing near the edge of a cliff and you don't want to go over it.
Okay.
Okay, so if you don't want to go over the side... Do you dance around the edge, or do you stay as far away from it as you can?
Stay away.
Right, it's the same thing with temptation. When you don't want to fall off the edge, why would you come right up to it and dance around and chance falling? Carrie and I don't want to take that chance, so we won't put ourselves in that situation. It's not easy sometimes, but it's what we need to do.
Wow, I never thought of it like that.
To be honest, I didn't either until I met Carrie. But... We've both got some really good friends at college who have helped us to think this through. This is important. Really important. And I don't want to mess it up.
Me neither.
You can't catch me, Mike. I'm faster than you.
Well, I'm bigger than you, so don't count me out yet. Come on, Tim. You can help me out.
Yeah!
Hey, that's not fair. Haley!
Sorry, no can do. I'm talking to Carrie. So tell me, how did you meet Caleb?
I saw him from across the cafeteria and knew from that moment that we would be together forever.
Really?
Yeah, really?
Well, sort of. I summoned the cafeteria and asked one of my friends about him. We ended up meeting later at Campus Ministries.
What? You never told me any of that.
A girl has to have some secrets, doesn't she?
You see? Well, it's a losing proposition, Caleb. You'll never know all their secrets, believe me. Yeah, come on over here and barbecue with your dad and me.
Listen to him, Caleb. He's a wise man.
Oh, really?
Well, if you don't mind, I think Carrie and I are going to go sit on the swing so I can find out more about this story.
You know, Tom, Caleb's really grown into an amazing young man. You have a lot to be proud of there.
I know. And it's all God's grace. Oh, so many years I messed it all up. I thank God every day that Caleb and Maya have him in their lives. And Carrie's great, too. We really like her.
Ah, that is fantastic. And listen, Tom, I want you to know that we're praying for Tiffany and Monica. And, well, all of you.
Thank you, John.
Right. So, tell me more about this day at the cafeteria. Why didn't you ever say anything?
I don't know. I didn't think about it.
Well, I am intrigued.
There's really nothing to tell. You came in with Jason and a couple other guys, and I thought you were cute.
Really? Cute?
Yeah, cute. What about you?
What?
Why don't you tell me about the first time you saw me?
Oh, I have a better idea.
Oh?
Yeah. Why don't I take this time to tell you what I've been trying to say all weekend?
That you love French toast?
No, I don't.
You don't what?
No, I don't love French toast.
Oh, but you said today...
No, I love Sunrise Grill's French toast, and that's different.
Oh, I see. That is different.
It is. And you know what else?
What?
I love you, Carrie.
What?
I love you. I'm in love with you. I love being with you. I love you.
You do?
Even more than Sunrise Grill's French toast.
Wow, that is serious.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's a very good thing that I love you too, Caleb Richter. Can't imagine spending time with anyone else and loving it so much. And Caleb?
Yeah?
I love Coleraine too. This is a great place and the people are wonderful. It would be really easy to...
To what?
Well, to stay here for longer than just a weekend.
I think I might like spending more time with you here, too.
Hey, that shirt over there, I need that.
This one? It's one of my favorites.
It is?
Yeah.
Why don't you keep it while I'm gone, then? Something to remember me by.
Do you have to go?
Tiffany, you know I do. Next year, I'll be here after we get the transition made, but for now, I've got to go away.
Why don't I go with you? I could help you study or cook for you and...
Tiffany, you can't. You have to stay here.
I wish I could get away from coloring completely. I hate it here. I'd be happy if I never saw my parents again.
Tiffany.
I'm serious. They don't support anything I do or us. And everything's all about what people think.
Which is really funny if you think about it.
What do you mean?
I mean, your mom's all about what everyone thinks and who's been all over the news lately.
Oh, you're so right. She is such a hypocrite. Oh, I wish I didn't have to stay here. I hate Coleraine.
I know, hon, I know.
Here's the veggie tray Mom was talking about.
And I've got the lemonade. Let's go.
Okay. Hey, Maya, what's up with Caleb and Carrie?
What do you mean?
Are they serious?
Yeah, I think so. I like her a lot.
She does seem really nice. Do you think they're gonna get married?
Married? I don't know. That's up to God, but it would be pretty cool.
Hey, Maya, when you're done over there, wanna shoot some hoops?
Aw, Mike.
Sure.
You can ask any expert and they'll tell you that relationships aren't easy. It's just true. In today's episode, we saw a contrast between two kinds of relationships. On the one hand, we have this relationship between Caleb and Carrie. It was centered on God and focused on staying pure. While on the other hand, between Tiffany and Randy, their relationship seemed more focused on their own selfish desires. Though each relationship had some positive points that included loving feelings for one another, it seemed like the one based on God might last a little bit longer. It wouldn't surprise me if that was the case. Caleb and Carrie seemed to have things fairly well figured out when it came to staying pure before God. They were doing like what Jesus said in Matthew 22:39 when he told us to love our neighbor as we love ourselves. If we love our neighbor, and a neighbor is really anyone we find in our life, it means that we honor and respect them. By honoring and respecting those that we are in relationship to, we create healthy, long-lasting relationships, even if we break up or move away. Now, I don't know about you, but I want healthy, God-centered relationships. Well, Beyond Gilead is based on characters and situations in Down Gilead Lane and is a production of Keys for Kids Ministries, a listener-supported ministry. Today's episode, Respect the French Toast, was written by Lori Twitchell and directed by Steve O'Dell. Our recording engineer was Roy Wallace, and post-production was done by Kel Olson, with additional recording by Austin Rusthofer. Music provided by John Campbell. Our executive producer was Terry Ritchie, and I'm Zach. We'll see you again right back here next time, Beyond Gilead.